With loving and humble salutations at the divine lotus feet of our most beloved master, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, Om Jai Sri Sai Ram. Dearest Swami, distinguished guest, respected elders, and my dear fellow brothers and sisters from all over the world, a loving welcome to the afternoon session of day one of the Satya Sai World Youth Festival 2016. The World Youth Festival this year was inaugurated this morning with much reverence and joy. Today, being the first day of the festival, we have touched on Swami's life and how we as Sai youth should constantly stay connected to Swami, who is our power source. Brothers and sisters, why have we gathered here from all over the world today? On June 28, 1989, our dearest Swami, in his own discourse, said, "If the main switch is off, all the rooms will be in darkness. And if the individual switches are put on, the bulbs will not burn." What is that main switch in the human being? It is the divine love. When this switch of divine love is turned on, love will manifest in every limb and part of the body. Your words will be filled with love. Your actions will be saturated with love. Your eyes will gleam with love. Your ears, or you will be listening only to loving words with your ears. The light of love will shine in every part of the body. Without that love, if you are steeped in selfishness and self-centered actions, every limb will be plunged in darkness. Therefore, love is supreme. The very fact, my dear brothers and sisters, that we are gathered here is a testimonial of Swami's divine supreme love. And hence, the theme for today is love is the source. At the end of our daily proceedings, we will be introducing a series of reflective insights to round up the day's program called the Sai 360. Dearest Swami, with your kind permission, we would like to get started with our first speaker for this afternoon. I'm delighted to welcome Dr. Lakshmi Jagannathan to share with us a summary of the day's proceedings. Dr. Jagannathan has a PhD in electrical engineering from University of California, Berkeley. She has previously worked for Intel and Boeing and currently works for General Electric in Ohio, USA. Dr. Jagannathan started SSC of Balavikash at the age of 11 in Dallas, Texas. She currently serves as the Zone 1 Young Adult Representative as well as the National Female Young Adult Representative for USA. Brothers and sisters, without further ado, Sister Lakshmi Jagannathan.
Om Shri Sai Ram. My most loving salutations at our dear Swami's divine lotus feet. Sairam, dear respected elders, guests, and my dearest brothers and sisters, being amongst all of you, 3,000 inspiring Sai youth, is an absolute blessing in itself. It is my pleasure to summarize today's proceedings for all of you. Today we focused on the first part of the theme, Love is the Source. What is the source, and how do we plug in and stay plugged into that source? Swami said in his discourse today, truth is God, love is God, live in love. Swami is our powerhouse and our ultimate source of love and inspiration. His all-pervading love could be experienced as we began the day with the majestic flag procession where 69 countries from around the world offered their love to Swami. Following beautiful musical offerings and inspiring talks by Dr. Shivendra Kumar, Dr. Narendranath Reddy, Mr. Nimesh Pandya, and our chief guest, Honorable Minister Sri Piyush Goyal, we delved into understanding more about our source and how to stay plugged into it. In our play, the lamp and socket characters led us through an enlightening journey of realizing that love is the source that we all ultimately need to plug into. We began this journey with an interactive game show that taught us the story of our dearest Swami when he was a young adult just like us. Swami, as you will agree, was an incredibly inspiring young adult. Even before he became a young adult, Swami declared his mission of resolving to break free of all attachments and dedicating his life to the service of others. As a young adult, he inaugurated Prashanthi Nilayam, started the General Hospital, revealed his omnipresence, and started many projects that continue to inspire us every single day. Swami has touched many people's lives around the world. We heard from two of these young adult devotees today in our talk show, Sai 360. Sister Malini Saumaya from Australia is a social worker. She uses Namasmarana to strengthen her connection with Swami and to spread love in her workplace, a hospital for progressive neurological conditions. Brother Satyam Shivratan from Netherlands is a teacher and strives to incorporate Swami's teachings into his daily life to be a role model for his high school students. Swami said in his discourse that the highest form of sadhana is to transform love into service. Sister Malini and Brother Satyam are performing this highest sadhana daily in their workplaces. Other young adults from around the world also shared their thoughts through their self-introspection or selfie videos. Young adults connect to Swami in many ways, including Sai literature, children, challenges, photography, dance, and tree meditation. Each one of us has our own special way of connecting to our dearest Swami. Spirituality is the way of life, Swami said, and these young adults showed how they integrated spirituality into their daily lives. Our brothers from Radio Sai further explained why we need to connect to our source. In the discourse this morning, Swami declared that he himself will give answers to all of our doubts. How incredibly fortunate are we? Swami reminds us that he's in us, with us, around us, behind us. Life becomes much sweeter when we realize that all the answers we ever sought and will ever seek is already within us, through the source, our Swami, our conscience, the love and divinity that every one of us inherently are. Let us pray to Swami to keep us in that constant integrated awareness in every single moment of our lives. We love you, Swami. You are our source. You are our path. You are our goal. Thank you, Jai Sai Ram.
Thank you, Sister Lakshmi, for such a clear and concise summary. Yes, we all love you, Swami. That's why we are here. Brothers and sisters, it is now my honor to invite Sister Olga Baranova to address us. Sister Olga Baranova is a specialist in the sphere of jurisprudence law, and she also studied pedagogy and psychology. She works as a deputy director for judicial support for a major company in the Siberian Federative District of Russia. Currently, Olga serves as the National Youth Coordinator of Russia and as a Zonal Youth Coordinator for Zone 8 countries. Brothers and sisters, please welcome Sister Olga.
Мои смиренные и любящие поклоны лотосным стопам Бхагавана Шри Сати Саи Бабы. Благодарю Господа за все, что Он делает для нас.
My humble and loving pronouns at the lotus feet of Bhagavan Shri Satya Sai Baba. I thank God for every blessing He has given us.
Сайрам, уважаемые представители старшего поколения, Сайрам, молодежь Сати Саи, я с большой любовью приветствую всех вас на этом знаменательном событии.
Сайрам, respected elders, Сайрам, Сай Юс, loving Сайрам to all of you on this auspicious event.
В этот день фестиваля мы говорим о любви как об источнике. Соединение с нашим источником, с любовью, дает нам возможность достигнуть цели нашей жизни.
On this festival day, we are talking about love as a source. Reconnecting the love energy gives us an opportunity to reach the goal of our life.
Как мы можем быть подключены к нашему источнику, к любви, следовать тому, что нам говорит с вами? Ведь с вами и его учение – это и есть любовь. Когда я следую тому, что говорит Господь и наш Божественный Учитель, я все больше и больше раскрываюсь в любви.
How can we be connected to this source? To follow what Swami tells us. Because Swami and His teaching is love. The more I follow towards Swami and our divine teacher says, the more I reveal this love within.
Так, например, Свами советует нам всегда обращать мысли к Богу, читать рассказы о божественных лилах. Не так давно, во время встречи членов нашего центра, мы решили прочитать книгу о детстве Свами. И мы вдохновлялись его лилами и были открыты для тех наставлений, которые лились из этой книги. И в один прекрасный момент на книге материализовалась Випхути. Мы все были необыкновенно счастливы. Мы соединились с нашим источником и в итоге ощутили эту любовь.
For example, Swami advised us to turn our thoughts to God, read the stories of divine lilas. Recently, in one of our satsang, we decided to read a book about Swami's childhood. We were inspired by his lilas and were open to his commandments, which flowed from the book. Eventually, we witnessed it with Huti materialization on the book. Our joy knew no bounds. We reconnected with our source and felt love in our hearts.
Еще пример. Свами нам всегда говорит, следуйте своему внутреннему голосу. На моем жизненном пути мой внутренний голос всегда меня вдохновлял и побуждал на те действия, которые всегда раскрывали меня в любви.
Another example. Swami always says that we should listen to our inner voice. On my path of life, inner voice always inspired me and moved me to the actions, which helped me to blossom myself in love.
Как-то раз, когда я легла спать, неожиданно изнутри пришла идея, что мне нужно провести встречу со школьниками государственной школы по теме о здоровом образе жизни. И Свами дал мне эту идею. Меня это очень заинтересовало и вдохновило, настолько, что я не могла уснуть полночи. А на утро, когда я проснулась, я созвонилась с директором одной из школ и договорилась о встрече со школьниками.
Once, when I went to bed, all of a sudden an idea came to my mind. That I need to hold a meeting with high school students on a healthy living. Swami gave me this idea. I was very much inspired and interested in it. I couldn't sleep well that night. In the morning, I called the school principal and we agreed to meet with students.
В итоге встреча со школьниками состоялась, и я прочувствовала большое удовлетворение от того, что божественная энергия любви реализовала сама себя, получила через меня свой естественный выход. Все, кто принял участие в этом проекте, были необычайно счастливы. Любовь побуждает, любовь реализует сама себя, и любовь наслаждается этой игрой.
I had a meeting with students and felt satisfaction from the divine energy which realized itself and naturally flowed through myself. All who participated in this project were also very happy. Love itself stimulates. Love realizes itself and enjoys its leelas.
Еще один случай. С вами всегда говорит о важности веры. Один раз Господь вдохновил меня на проект «Севы». Этот «Сева»-проект предполагал проведение ремонтных работ в помещении социального приюта для детей.
One more story. Swami always emphasizes the importance of faith. Once Swami inspired me on Seva project. This project was dealing with the repair works in one of the orphanages.
В нашем городе только один стоит центр, и на тот момент в нем было 12 членов, и все это были женщины. И когда я рассказала членам центра об этой идее, их это необычайно вдохновило. И несмотря на то, что проект требовал проведения определенного рода работ, которые требовали навыков, особых навыков, мы верили, что с вами все сделает.
In our city we have only one SAI center. At that time we had only 12 SAI devotees, and all of them were ladies. When I shared the idea of the project, all of them were very inspired by it. And despite the fact that the project required a certain skills, nobody had any doubts in its realization. We believed that Swami would do it through us.
Одна преданная попросила своего брата, который не является преданным, съездить в социальный приют, чтобы он порекомендовал нам, как лучше выполнить работу и какие нужно купить материалы. Брат преданный посмотрел помещение социального приюта и спросил, а кто все это будет делать? И мы ответили, мы. Брат преданный был очень удивлен, но и в то же время вдохновлен.
One of Sai devotee asked her brother, who wasn't a devotee, to go to the orphanage so that he could recommend us what materials to get for repair works. When he came there, he looked at us surprisingly and asked, who is going to do all of this? We said, we. He was very much surprised and at the same time inspired by this idea.
Мало того, что он купил материалы и привез их в день ремонта, он остался с нами и практически сам выполнил всю самую сложную работу. Мы выполняли более легкую ремонтную работу. После ремонта помещения все участники проекта были полны любви. И, конечно же, был счастлив брат преданный.
Not only he purchased and delivered the materials, but he stayed with us and fulfilled all difficult repair works in the orphanage. We just assisted him. We were a little embarrassed, but he didn't allow us to do any difficult work. We did just light repair work. After repair, all participants were full of love and experienced great joy. The brother of our Sai devotee was also very happy.
И вот еще одна история о том, как следование учению с вами соединяет нас с нашим источником, с любовью. С вами нас учит всегда помнить о том, кто мы есть на самом деле, осознавать, что все есть Бог, все есть любовь, а также любить всех и служить всем.
I have one more story and how the following of Swami's teaching connect us with our source. Swami teach us always remember our true nature and to be aware of the fact that everything is God. All is love, and love all serve all.
Было празднование 85-летия со дня рождения с вами на открытом стадионе. Было очень много людей, и многие преданные сидели непосредственно на поле. Я также сидела там. День выдался очень жарким.
The celebration of Swami's 85th anniversary took place at the Hillview Stadium. There were a lot of people, and many devotees were offered to sit on the field of the stadium. I was also sitting there. It was a very hot day.
Когда с вами был в физической форме, многие преданные стремились увидеть с вами поближе, поймать его взгляд, его улыбку, а возможно и получить благословение Господа. И несмотря на то, что все помнили слова с вами о том, что божественная любовь пребывает и в нас, все искали встречи с божественной любовью в этой форме, и я не была исключением.
When Swami was in his physical form, many devotees strive to get close to him, to catch his glance and his smile, and even to get the Lord's blessings. Despite the fact that all remember the words of Swami that love dwells in each human being, all devotees seek a meeting with the divine love in this human form. I was no exception.
Программа окончилась, и машина со Свами должна была вот-вот направиться по направлению к выходу по той стороне, где сидели женщины. Женщины начали скакивать со своих мест и бежать поближе к дороге для того, чтобы увидеть Свами. Я заприметила отличное место, где практически еще никого не было, и одна из первых побежала туда.
The program was over. Swami's car was about to move toward the ladies' side. Women rose to their feet and thronged toward the road in order to get closer to Swami. I found an excellent place, almost free of people, and rushed there, always happening too fast.
Дальше все развивалось стремительно. Машина со Свами уже выехала по направлению к выходу. Я была очень быстра и практически уже достигла намеченного места, как вдруг молодой девушке-индианке рядом со мной становится плохо. Она теряет сознание от жары и падает на землю.
Swami's car was moving towards the exit. I was very quick and nearly approached the desired spot. All of a sudden, I saw a young Indian woman who lost her consciousness because of a hot weather.
Все бежали к Свами, и никто просто не замечал девушку. Мне так хотелось увидеть Свами, но я остановилась для помощи девушке, осознавая, что все есть Бог, Он везде. Я и эта девушка тоже Бог. И для Свами будет гораздо ценнее, если я помогу ей.
Everyone was running towards Swami without even noticing her. I was so eager to see Swami, but I stopped to help the girl as I was aware that all is God and He is everywhere, and that this girl and me are God too, and that for Swami it will be much more valuable if I help her.
Я опустилась рядом с девушкой, приподняла ее, полила ей на голову воду, и она стала немного приходить в себя. Тут же ко мне присоединились пробегавшие мимо женщины. Кто-то стал обмакивать девушку, кто-то поить ее с бутылки, и в конце концов, ко всеобщей радости, наша подопечная окончательно пришла в себя.
I sat down near the girl, raised her head and poured some water over her head. She started came to herself again. Other running ladies also joined us. Someone started to wave a fan on her face, the other gave some water. Finally, to everyone's happiness, our patient came to herself.
И как только все это свершилось, я посмотрела в сторону дороги. Как раз в этот момент, именно в этот момент, мимо нас проезжал Свами. Он смотрел в нашу сторону, он был нам отчетливо виден, он был очень доволен и улыбался. Я была несказанно счастлива, и любовь переполняла мое сердце.
I looked in the direction of the road. At that very instant, Swami's car passed us. He was looking in our direction, and we all saw him clearly. He looked very happy and was smiling. I was extremely happy, and love filled my heart.
Я желаю всем нам искренне следовать учению Свами. Всегда помнить о том, что мы есть любовь, следовать нашей божественной природе и пребывать в любви.
I wish all of us to follow Swami's teaching. Always keep in mind that we are love. Act according to our true nature and be in love.
Jai Sai Ram.
Jai Sai Ram.
Thank you, Sister Olga, for your loving words. And to reinforce Swami's message, to follow the inner voice, and to act accordingly our true nature, which is love. Love is these souls. And also thank you for sharing some of your personal experiences that kind of made us remember the memories of we had when Swami was physically around. It's amazing to see, when it comes to the Sai path, language is never a barrier. After all, love is the source. And we are all, and our communication is heart to heart. Once again, thank you, sister. Brothers and sisters, it is about time that we now listen to a sincere soldier of Sai. It is indeed my privilege to introduce and welcome Sri Hari Ranjan Rao, IAS, to share his thoughts with us on this very auspicious evening. Sri Hari Ranjan Rao is a bachelor in electronics and telecommunication from SGSITS Indore. He has done his post-graduation in public policy and management from IIM Bangalore. Sri Rao is an officer of Indian Administrative Service of 1994 batch with about 22 years of experience in various fields of government. Sri Rao has handled various assignments as a district collector, additional commissioner, commercial taxes, and project director in Urban Development Department. Currently, he is the secretary to the Chief Minister of Madhya Pradesh and also the secretary in the Departments of Tourism and Public Service Management. He is also the managing director of Madhya Pradesh State Tourism Development Corporation. Brothers and sisters, without further ado, Sri Hari Ranjan Rao, IAS.
My humble pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan and a humble Sai Ram to all my brothers and sisters. It is indeed a great privilege to stand here and speak to the future of the world who are participating here in the World Youth Festival in the august presence of Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba in this auditorium. All of us are really lucky to be present here today. Before I start speaking about anything, I must mention it here to all my brothers and sisters that you are indeed a chosen one to have been present here today. You must first of all understand this. And thank Bhagwan for giving you this opportunity. Swami has himself said that even 70,000 horses cannot bring you here unless and until he wills. And today, that Swami has willed, all of you are here. And therefore, don't miss this opportunity of being an instrument in His hand. Let me share with you how Swami chooses His instruments and how He sharpens His instruments in His mission. Let me recollect an incident. I was a student in school in a small town called Mandla in Madhya Pradesh. I got my results of the higher secondary board and I had topped the district and I was in the state merit list. My principal called me and said, "There is going to be your felicitation and you have to address the entire gathering." I was quite nervous. I had never addressed a gathering of that size. The entire school was going to be present. I took permission from my principal, went across the road. Holy river Narmada flows across the road in my school. And I sat there next to river Narmada and pray to Bhagwan, I don't know what to say at this juncture. What happened, I don't know, because then I came back and I gave a speech. I'm sure Swami was speaking, because today when I look back, I feel that it was Swami perhaps who wanted me to say all that. So what did I say then? I said, ever since my childhood, I have been always feeling cheated that I never got an opportunity to serve my nation. Because I always thought as a child that look, I have been told about so many stories of great freedom fighters who have sacrificed their lives for the country to get the freedom. But look, I have been born in the free country, so I can't now fight anybody. So where is the freedom fight that I can do? So I have already missed an opportunity in my life, and therefore I am good for nothing. And that day, in my school speech, I don't know what happened, and I started saying that, but today I want to say that the freedom struggle is over, but the nation still needs people. And therefore, I will put my life in the service of the nation. I want all my brothers and sisters sitting here to understand that the eras may come and go, but the role of every volunteer, every youth is always there. We can contribute to the world. You can contribute to the world in a very, very significant manner. Never think that the good people who could do it have already passed, and therefore there is nothing left for me. Perhaps now there is more for all of us to do in this world than what our forefathers did. And that is why this is the time to be here in this era, and therefore you are the chosen one, and don't miss this opportunity. After my schooling, by Bhagwan's grace and my parents' blessings, I joined Indian Administrative Service. Those of my friends who are from other countries would not perhaps know that it's a Indian Administrative Service is one of the bureaucratic services in the country, which is considered to be very important because you contribute to the government in a very significant manner for policy making as well as administering the country. However, after joining IAS, I was not very happy, because whenever I visited Prashanthi Nilayam, I would feel that, oh Swami, I should have been here working in Prashanthi for you. Why am I wasting my time in that wretched service? In any case, I am not fit for it. You know, that is a different world. There are so many wrongdoings around in the world. Why should I get into that system? Allow me to come back. Allow me to be here in Puttaparthi. I'll do whatever you want me to do here, but I'll be in Prashanthi Nilayam. I'm sure many of my young brothers and sisters think similarly. That's why I'm sharing this. So I was sitting here in this veranda, expecting Swami to reply to my prayers. And as we all know, such prayers, Swami has a very unique way of replying. So he did not reply. He did not even look at me. Crestfallen, I was sitting there after the darshans were over and prasad was being distributed. And that day, peculiarly, in the prasad, laddu prasad was being given in a polypack along with a message of Swami to all the devotees. So curiosity grew upon me. And when I opened my laddu packet, there was a message from Swami. It said, Manav Seva is Madhav Seva. I rushed to my mother. She was there in Prashanthi Nilayam with me that day. And I said, this is what the message is. And she smiled and she said, look, even Swami wants you to go and do Seva. You are in IAS, you have an opportunity to serve people, and Swami is telling you to do it. Now, take out this idea from your mind that you should be quitting the service, continue there and do Swami's work. That is what is more important. So I continued. Once you get into Swami's fold, it is very difficult to, you know, get out of Swami's teachings, and it always is there at the back of the mind. I became district collector and magistrate of a district called Rewa in Madhya Pradesh, a backward district otherwise. It had a very severe problem of open defecation, lack of sanitation facilities in the rural areas. It's very, very rampant a problem, and as we all know that when you have open defecation, it also leads to a lot of health related problems, a lot of social problems. However, having gone back from Prashanthi Nilayam attending a conference where Swami had already spoken about importance of sanitation, and here in Puttaparthi, in any other world conference, I would urge my brothers and sisters to go and meet the team which actually takes care of the sanitation arrangements here. It's amazing, I tell you. It is absolutely 100% perfect. So fortunately I had interacted with that team. So when I went to that district and I found this to be a challenge, I took it up as Swami's mission. I have to get going. And luckily for me, couple of my colleagues in my team were also Bhagwan's devotees. So we would get up in the morning and go to rural areas, meet the village elected sarpanch and heads, have large meetings with the women, have a meeting with the teachers, and I kept on doing this as a mission. And the results were there to come. With Bhagwan's grace, more than 200 village panchayats became open defecation free in a period of 6 to 7 months. Now, for a district collector, there are 100 other priorities to do. Why pick up sanitation of all the subjects? In fact, I was also laughed at many a public meetings that, look here, he is an officer who is only interested in toilets and sanitation. But the point is, if you imbibe the spirit of Swami's teachings, it all becomes a great fun, because then you are working on a Swami's mission. Later, I became secretary to the chief minister. And even today, I continue to be the secretary to the chief minister. This is the 5th year of mine in that office. And I can say that, again, it's a God-sent opportunity. Because when you are sitting with the chief minister's office, you can influence the policy of the entire state. And if you have a good chief minister, which I am lucky to have by Bhagwan's grace, who is very down to earth, who is very compassionate, and who is ready to listen to your ideas, and who is also in agreement with your value systems, life becomes much more enjoyable and easy. Whether you want to have a policy intervention in health, or malnutrition, or education, or you want to do something in transparency, you want to do good governance, Swami is there to give you all the value systems. I just have to speak there, and it's a great experience. Chief minister of mine is so open-minded. He says, wow, that's a good idea. Let's come up with a new plan. Let us have a scheme for this. Let us do this. And you can influence a state with a population of 70 million. If you make one scheme, it can straight away affect 70 million people in one stroke. Isn't that a great golden opportunity? So perhaps Swami knew this, and therefore he said, go, Manav Seva is Madhav Seva. You don't have to be here with me. Another interesting example, when you talk of Swami's teachings, you see how the world is getting gradually impacted by this. Today we are talking about love, we are talking about pure love. Recently, Chief Minister of Madhya Pradesh has announced that Madhya Pradesh will be the first state in the country to set up a Ministry of Happiness. Because we have gross domestic product, as we all know. All those who have studied economics, we know something called GDP. Madhya Pradesh state's gross domestic product is the highest in the country for last 5 years. And I am really proud to be part of that team. But when the political leader says, look, economic development and prosperity has no end. It has to be the happiness of mind. And therefore, let us have a ministry of happiness. Imagine, with Swami, with your backing, if you have to work for a ministry of happiness, first time in the country, isn't that a golden opportunity we should be looking forward to? I remember one incident, I think around 2-3 years back, a very ghastly incident happened in Delhi, gang rape of one of our sisters. It was a national shame. It shook the conscience of the entire nation. Everybody was in shame. My chief minister was upset. There was a very high-powered meeting in the High Court of Madhya Pradesh. Chief Justice of Madhya Pradesh High Court, Chief Minister of Madhya Pradesh, Chief Secretary, who was the senior most bureaucrat, Director General of Police, they all sat. I was also part of that meeting because I had accompanied my Chief Minister for that meeting. And you know, the meeting was to address this issue. How to handle this problem in this country? The proceedings went on for the whole day. A lot of good things came out. On one side, Honorable Chief Justice assured that there will be speedy trial to such cases so that guilty are brought to the book. Chief Minister assured that we'll amend the law so that the punishment is more stringent, and so on. But you know, at the end of the day, all the wise people sitting in that room concluded, and I was witness to that, you see, there is a limitation which government can do anything about these things. The only solution to this problem is education in human values. And think of it. I was sitting in that room and I was getting goosebumps, because as if Swami was sitting in that room and he was saying, what? Education and human values is what is the need of the hour. And that is what Bhagwan has been saying for last so many years. I have been listening to it ever since my childhood. So dear friends, if you get an opportunity to send your brothers and sisters to Bal Vikas or your children to Bal Vikas, please don't miss this opportunity, because that is the biggest contribution you can make to the society and to the world. Once you are in Swami's fold, you are always in Swami's fold. I always keep Swami's picture in my room wherever I am posted, and it is prominently displayed. You know, in the beginning I used to hesitate. I don't know how people will take it. But then I decided that it's my call. He is my Swami, he is with me in my room, he is sitting there smiling at me. What's the problem for others? But you know, it has got a miraculous presence. As Secretary to Chief Minister, as District Magistrate, Collector, hundreds of people come to meet you. People have hidden agenda. People have maybe nefarious ideas to give you. But I don't know, surprisingly, when they enter my room, they look at Swami's photograph, they revere, they smile, they sit, they chat, but they don't talk anything negative and they go back. In last 22 years of my career in IAS, not even once anybody has asked me to do anything wrong. That is the power of Bhagwan. Swami says, why fear when I am here? Let me share a very interesting, not an anecdote, but series of anecdotes. I have a problem. Whenever I am in trouble, I suddenly close my eyes and I start praying, Swami. Because Swami had said that why fear when I am here? I had a boss in one of my postings who was very, very ruthless. He used to scold his subordinates like anything. One day, a peon started running to my office and he said, Sir, boss is very, very upset. He is throwing papers and he is calling for you. My heart sank. I knew that something has gone wrong today and I am going to be butchered. So, first thing I did was to close my eyes and started praying for Swami. Swami, please help. You know, in all such incidences, what I do is, and I'm giving you this mantra today, please experience and I can give you 100% guarantee it works. Close your eyes. What I do, I close my eyes and I imagine that I'm prostrating exactly here in Sai Kulwant Hall before Swami's chair. And I imagine that Swami is sitting, smiling, and he is putting his hand on my head and saying, Bangaru, you go, I will take care. I do this. And in that day, when I started walking towards my commissioner's office, three more people met me on the corridor. Sir, there is something very wrong. The boss is very upset and he is calling you. I said, Bhai, why is he calling me? Have I done something wrong? We don't know, sir. But there is something terribly wrong today. So with all my confidence at my command, which has already gone very low, after having prayed, Swami, I entered the room. And you know what happened? I entered the room and my commissioner looked at me. He said, come on, sit down. And I sat before him. Then he looked at me and slowly smiled. Will you have a cup of tea? Something changed in between and he started offering me a cup of tea. And then he did not talk about why he was annoyed with others. I don't know, but he was not annoyed with me. There were many incidences when I get phone calls, emergency phone calls. And you know, working in a chief minister's office is quite a tough job because you get phone call in the middle of the night, 1 o'clock, Chief Minister Sahab baat karenge, CM will speak to you. Oh my God, I hope everything is all right. I have not committed any major mistake. And I close my eyes, I pray to Swami, and immediately when the phone finally gets converted, there is a sweet voice asking in a pretty polite language, ye aise karna hai, this is how we have to do it, how are you, I was all right. Swami takes care of that intermittent period and perhaps converts everything into positivity. This is the power of Sai. This is the power of Sai. Dear brothers and sisters, I must tell you at the end that now is the time for you to go out and declare to the world that you are a soldier of Sai and you are here to accomplish the Swami's mission. Please do it. Don't hesitate in declaring that you are a Swami's soldier. Because the moment you do that, half of the problems are solved. Because then your path is laid down. You have to only walk on that path. But there is a caveat. The challenge is, the moment you declare that you are Swami's soldier, then Swami has said, your life is my message. Then the challenge is that whatever you do, so everybody will look at you as if Swami would have done this. That's a very big burden. Anything wrong we do, we are tarnishing the image of Swami. But again, don't be afraid. Because I might commit certain mistakes, therefore I should not declare, and therefore let us not get into this. That's a wrong approach. I would suggest, take the plunge, declare to the world, here I am, a soldier of Sai. Whatever I do is my doing, but for the Sai. And then believe it and leave it to him and let him decide what you want to do, what you don't want to do. Have that trust. If you commit mistakes, it is Swami's mistake. If you do a good thing, it is Swami's credit. Let us give that credit to Swami. Let us leave that responsibility on Swami and then see the magic. You will succeed like anything. And my friends, this is the time when we have to go out to the world and declare that Swami's mission is going to be completed by all of us. And you are going to be the soldiers of Sai. Jai Sai Ram.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much for your inspirational and motivational words for the youth from all over the world. Thanks for reminding us not to take this opportunity as lightly, but to take these blessings and translate them into action when we go back home. Thank you again. Thank you, sir. Dear brothers and sisters, we are now in for some great cricket. Well, I meant to say, some tales of cricket and perhaps some other amazing stories from a great cricketer and a stellar human being. Brothers and sisters, I am speaking of none other than V.V.S. Lakshman. Hailing from Hyderabad, Telangana, Mr. Lakshman has had an amazing international cricket career, as we all know, most notably playing for India on the international stages. He entered into domestic cricket in 1992 and the international in 1996. In 2011, Mr. Lakshman was awarded the Padma Shri Award from the Government of India. In fact, Mr. Lakshman's knock off 281 against Australia in Eden Gardens in 2001 has been rated the greatest test performance by an Indian batsman. He retired from the international cricket career in 2012 and has been coaching or mentoring local cricket teams ever since. Mr. Lakshman has started the VVS Foundation with an intention to support the meritorious students coming from economically weaker section of the society in pursuing their studies and providing opportunities for an overall development of the personality. The foundation also intends to support the students who are good in sports but can't afford the expensive coaching involved in it. He was awarded honorary degrees of doctor by the Geetham University, Vishakhapatnam, and Terry University, New Delhi. Dearest Swami, with your kind blessings, we welcome Mr. Lakshman to speak to us about the coach, the game, and the player. Mr. Lakshman, the coach, the game, and the player.
Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Sakshat Parabrahma. I'll again start. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwara, Guru Sakshat Parabrahma, Tasmay Sri Gurve Nama. I offer my Guru, my Parameshwara, my Vishnu, my Brahma, Satya Sai Baba, humble and grateful salutations to his lotus feet. Baba has given me a lot of surprises in my life, and this also is a great surprise. He gave me an opportunity to realize my dream of playing for the country, and now he's given me an opportunity to share my journey of being an international cricketer with all my fellow brothers and sisters. So I thank Baba for giving me this wonderful opportunity. Just for the brothers and sisters who don't know who I am or who don't understand cricket, because this morning when the march past was happening, 69 countries are represented by various brothers and sisters. Some of the names, please pardon me, some of the names I didn't even know. And I'm sure that those countries are not even aware what cricket is all about. Cricket in India is just not a sport, it's a religion. And I'm very fortunate to have had an illustrious career of 16 years, and every day was an opportunity for me to serve my mother India through the cricket bat. I come from a family in Hyderabad, a family of doctors. My father, Dr. Shantaram, an eminent physician, and my mother, Dr. Satyabhama, an eminent radiologist. I was very fortunate to have a lovely upbringing. Me and my brother are very fortunate. And while education was given paramount importance, but one thing which was very, very important as far as that upbringing was concerned was my parents tried to inculcate the right values in me and my brother. While my parents were my role models, but my paternal grandfather, Jagannath Shastri Garu, who was a Bhagavad Gita preacher in Hyderabad, who right from 1940s, his only dream and mission was to spread the essence of Bhagavad Gita to all his students, was probably the biggest influence I had as a youngster while growing up. He made sure that I, my brother, and all my cousins, by heart, the 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita known as the Bhakti Yoga. And I was very fortunate, even though reluctantly I had to by heart as a kid. There was no option for me at that time. But I was very fortunate that I was able to practice the 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita throughout my career. And cricket is such a game where it gives you opportunities where you can practice the preachings of the 12th chapter Bhagavad Gita. The two slokas which were very, very important to me. Number one is Samasatrocha Mitrecha Tadamana Avmanyo Sitoshna Sukadukeshu Samasanga Vivarjita and Tulya Ninda Stutir Mone Santushto Enekene Chit Aniketas Terumati Bhaktimame Priyo Nara. These two are very important when you are representing a country in the game of cricket, where everyone has got an expectations from you, where you have lot of competition, where you have lot of jealousy, where one day you are successful, one day you are not successful. Sometimes while growing up, we had to stay in lodges, in hotels, which didn't even have the basic facility of hot water. And once you represent the country, we always used to stay in a 5-star hotel, where there was abundance of hot water, which I sometimes feel that gets wasted. And the meaning of these two slokas are that, irrespective of whether someone likes you, someone loves you, or someone criticizes you, you have to be same. Irrespective of whether you're achieving success or you're defeated in your endeavors, you have to be same. Sita Prajna means you have to be equanimous. So I was very fortunate that while growing up, my grandfather inculcated these core values into me. And at the age of 17, when all of us have to make a crucial decision in our lives, in our careers, which career path or which profession to take, it was probably the toughest decision in my life. And there was an aspiration, a goal in me to become a doctor. Yes, I was definitely inspired by my parents. But I was also good in science. I got first in science in my tenth class, where I got first in the state, 98 out of 100. I enrolled myself in my 11th and 12th in BIPC. But at the same time, I got a lot of opportunities to represent Hyderabad South Zone at various age group levels. So by the time 17 years came, at the end of my 12th class, I was on the verge of playing first class cricket for Hyderabad, already there in reckoning to represent the India under 19. And at the same time, I got a seat in one of the reputed medical colleges in Hyderabad. And that was a time when I had to make a tough decision. And there was an inner voice, a feeling from within, which told me that I have to pursue my dream of becoming a cricketer. While the mind is saying that it's a big gamble, but my heart is saying that you should pursue your dream, should pursue your passion. And that probably prompted my parents to give me the freedom to choose my profession, to pursue my dream of representing the country. And I was fortunate that from the age of 17 to 22, when I first played for India in 1996 against South Africa, I was able to experience various facets of the 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, and I was able to realize my dream. And I was very thankful that I was able to listen to my inner voice. And then came the toughest period in my career. Even though I made my debut in 1996, I was not able to establish myself in the Indian cricket team. I was a middle order batsman. I was asked to open by the selectors, and I took it up as a challenge because I thought, and my parents taught me, that whatever position or whatever role the country wants you to do, you have to take it up as a prasad from the Almighty, and you have to accept the challenge and try your best. But I was not able to establish myself in the Indian cricket team. And then came the turning point in my life. It was in 1997, and I've never ever visited Puttaparthi before or Whitefield before, while my parents, my brother, at least visited 4 or 5 times, and they had a darshan of the Swami. But in 1997, when the beautiful cricket stadium behind us was constructed, and there was going to be a unity cup between Indian team and the international cricketers, Baba wanted to test whether the facilities in that ground is of international standards. And that's when he invited some Hyderabad players, some Andhra players, and some Karnataka players to come and play a match so that he can assess whether the conditions are suitable for the Unity Cup, which was going to happen in a month's time. Like the way all of you are sitting, we were probably sitting in front, all the cricketers in white dress. I mean, by default, cricketers had to wear white dress. We were all there in our cricket dress. Baba came in the morning. The aarti was given. Baba came to everyone, gave some vibhuti to a couple of my colleagues, and then passed and gave his darshan. And everyone, the entire crowd was dispersed. We went to the ground. We started playing the match. Baba came, spent almost half an hour, 45 minutes watching the match while we were on the ground. And then he went back. And then in the evening, after the match, again we came for darshan. And we were all very, very happy because Baba agreed to give an interview to all the cricketers. So, being excited, all of us went into the interview room. And can you believe what happened? In the morning, he didn't even see me. He passed by, gave vibhuti to a couple of my friends. The first question he asked when he entered into that interview room was, "Where is Lakshman?" And I was taken aback, because Baba had that aura. And when you hear stories and experiences of my parents, my brother, who were not able to come to close proximity to where Baba was, the first question Swami asked, where is Lakshman? And I was still more surprised with what he spoke. Tathagaru cheppindi marchipoyava? He told me, you forgot what your grandfather taught you? Your mind is clouded. It's clouded because you are thinking that you are responsible for all the results. It's clouded because you are thinking that you are controlling everything. Bhagavad Gita 12th chapter chadaveva kada, dantlo em nerpicharu? Do your duty, leave the result to the Almighty. So enduku results kosam aalochistunnam? Why are you thinking about result? And that for me was a life transforming evening, because I thought my grandfather, who played a very important role in the way I grew up, through Swami reminded me of what he taught. I almost felt like an Arjuna. If you see or read Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna was also very clouded. Arjuna was very skillful, Arjuna was very talented, he was a great warrior. But in middle of the war, he gets clouded. Can I kill my uncles? Can I kill my cousins? Can I kill my relatives? And then Krishna gives him the direction, shows him the direction. And I felt, for me, my Krishna was Swami. I felt, through the spirit of my grandfather, I got a guru, a guide, a mentor, who will make sure that I take the right path, especially in turbulent times and at a period when my career would have gone either way. And since that evening in 1997, till date, I am blessed that every decision of mine is influenced by Baba. And that's when I felt the inner voice was nothing but the voice of Swami. And that I realized even at the time when I had to announce my retirement in 2012. I was fit. I could have probably played for another 2-3 years easily. I was scoring runs. But there was an inner voice which told me in 2012 that this is the time for you to retire from the game. Give an opportunity to a youngster so that he establishes himself and takes Indian cricket forward. And while the whole world were surprised with that decision, while my parents, my wife, my coaches, my colleagues, the Indian cricket team colleagues, Sachin Tendulkar spoke to me for almost 1.5 hours, convincing me not to retire. But I was very clear that it is Swami's decision, it is Swami's message to me that this is the time and this is the right time for me to retire. And after announcing my retirement, not for once did I regret that I took a wrong decision. And that is why Swami always tells, listen to your heart, don't listen to your mind. Talking about mind, I want to share another experience of mine. This was in 1998. We were playing a test match against Australia in Bangalore. And as it happened, some of my colleagues are also very staunch devotee of Swami. You name it Tendulkar, you name it Rahul Dravid. And I remember in 1998, me and Sachin from Bangalore drove down to Puttaparthi, met Baba, and I was surprised what happened. Sachin Tendulkar, who was already the best batsman in world cricket at that time, asked Baba one question. Baba, how do you improve your concentration? And I was surprised. Here is a batsman, par excellence, who is hitting all the bowlers all round the park, and he's asking such a question to Swami. And I was also surprised by the reply Swami gave. Sachin, mind is like a monkey. Can you catch a monkey? Your thoughts is like a monkey. Can you catch monkey? You cannot catch a monkey. So don't even waste your energy in controlling your mind or controlling your thoughts. What you should do is divert that restless thoughts into a very positive thought which you want to achieve. And that for me is what even the best mental conditioners I have worked with in the world cannot even explain what concentration is all about, what Baba told in such a loving, simple language. And if I'm remembering that, till date that is ingrained in my mind, because all of us have a lot of distractions. All of us have a lot of thoughts. All of you sitting here, while you're listening to me, are thinking about the dance program which is going to happen in half an hour's time. Are thinking about when Lakshman is going to stop talking. It's human. But for a sports person, if you're not concentrating on the task at hand, it is very difficult to succeed. So Baba, in such a simple way, had just told us how to shift our focus from the restless thoughts which we are getting to the task in hand. And that for me and for Sachin is something which was probably the best advice Swami gave to us, especially at that stage of our careers. And as it turned out, even though I didn't get runs, Sachin went back to Bangalore, got a brilliant 100 against Australia in that test match. And since then, everyone knows what kind of records he has set in his career. Everyone asked me about the 281 I scored against Australia. Even at that time, I was suffering with severe back spasm. In fact, I was probably not going to play the test match. For the first time in my career, I had back spasm where my back went into a list. List is something where I'm standing straight, your back is tilted to one side, and it was tilted to my left side. So there was a disc problem, and I was not even going to play the test match. But luckily for me, the physio really worked hard on my back. But I still remember the conversation I had with my dad. I was very depressed. I was very sad, because that for me was a make or break test match. Because in the first test against Australia, I didn't get runs in Mumbai, and there was a lot of competition. And what my dad told me on the eve of that test match was, you're a staunch devotee of Satya Sai Baba. You trust in Baba. So in the night, I've got an habit of listening to music and sleep, just to control the monkey mind. My dad told, in the night, all you do is in your Walkman put the cassette of Baba's bhajan and you sleep. And believe me, throughout the test match, I was sleeping on the floor. The whole night, Baba's bhajan used to play in my mind. And as it turned out, not only I was able to overcome my pain, but I went on to score the highest score by an Indian at that moment, and also in a situation where it was a disastrous situation against the best team in world cricket. And that is the power of Swami. And while I got used to getting interviews, whenever I used to come either to Puttaparthi or to Whitefield, Baba, as Brother Ariranjan mentioned, as ways of teaching you a lesson also. Since 2002, probably for almost 1.5 to 2 years, probably till 2004, Baba didn't give an interview to me. I used to come, sit on that veranda, just see Baba, take his darshan and go back. And I got agitated. Because whenever I was in Puttaparthi on Whitefield, I always desired that Baba should talk to me, Baba should bless me, Baba should call me Bangaram. It is to make me very happy. But he didn't even see at me. And then in 2004, I got a dream where Baba gave me an interview. Baba gave me an interview saying that seeing me in physical form is good. I know you like it. But I want you to graduate in your spiritual development. So it doesn't matter whether you're seeing me or I'm talking to you, but I am always present within you. In his loving Telugu language, Baba spoke to me. And as it turned out, in 2005, his 80th birthday, I was fortunate and I feel blessed that I was able to give aarti to Baba. And what a contradiction. On one side, he doesn't even give me an interview, doesn't even see at me. And on other side, he allows me to give aarti to him. And that is Swami to all of you. You cannot comprehend Swami. It's very difficult to comprehend Swami. And not only me, my wife, Shailaja, she didn't believe in Baba before we got married. And I remember in 2005, I got married in 2004. We were not able to meet Baba, as I told. We came, we took darshan, but we were not able to meet Baba. And in 2005, Baba gave her an interview. I don't know what Baba spoke to her, but she has transformed and is probably more staunch a devotee than me of Baba. And Baba continuously communicates to her, continuously communicates through her, through his spirit. An example to that was Baba asked Shailaja to come here because she was very, very clear that Baba has to name my son. And for almost 3 days, we had to wait where Baba didn't even call. But she was very adamant that Baba should name our son. And on the third day in the evening, Baba called both of us into the interview room, took my son in his lap. Even though my son was crying seeing Baba, took my son into his lap and named him Sarvajit. And I cannot explain the kind of satisfaction, the kind of joy my wife had on that particular evening. And 1.5 years later, again when my daughter was born, again Baba blessed her and named her Achintya. And that's how Baba used to communicate to my wife. Even in 2011, I was still suffering with my back pain. After the South Africa series in 2010-11, I went to Kerala to take some treatment for my back. Baba came in the dream of Shailaja and told her, when are you coming to Puttaparthi? And immediately we decided, and on our wedding day, which is February 15th, both of us, along with our kids, were in Puttaparthi. And as it turned out, that was the last darshan we had of Baba. And since then, many people have asked, do you miss Baba? I tell, yes, I miss Baba. Because when I used to sit, since 2005, he has changed my mindset. Because since 2005, whenever I used to come and sit here, I never craved for anything. I'll be very honest, before 2005, I used to crave a lot of things, and I wished and prayed that Baba fulfill my cravings. But since 2005, I didn't do that. All I used to do is come and just watch his face. And I cannot explain to you in words the kind of joy, the kind of satisfaction, the kind of feeling I used to get in my heart. Just watching the love Baba used to pour on each of his devotees. And that, for me, was the fulfillment of my journey to Puttaparthi or Whitefield. But 2011, when Baba passed away, I still get that same kind of feeling. He is still existing in his spirit. He is omnipresent, he is omnipotent, and he is omniscient. And I can tell you from the experiences of myself, my family, my neighbors, I would like to even share their story. They are staunch devotees of Baba. His name is Shankar Narayan Plangery, and his wife, auntie, is known as Rajalakshmi Plangery, who were in Chicago. Then they were in Korea, and Baba called them back to India. He left all his business, all his work, came back, and all he does is philanthropy. And both this wonderful couple, they are grandchildren to my kids. We stay in an apartment in Srinagar Colony in Hyderabad, where the first floor of that apartment, there's a Sai Mandir. Every Thursday morning and evening there are bhajans. Every Thursday morning there's Nagar Sankirtana. Baba used to come and stay in that house, which was donated to the Sai Trust, and the apartment was constructed where all the devotees of Sai stay there. And we are fortunate that we stay in the fourth floor, and uncle and auntie also stay in the fourth floor. Unfortunately, in 2013, first auntie was diagnosed with breast cancer. And 3 months after that, uncle was diagnosed with a cancer in his stomach, and his entire stomach was removed. Auntie was being treated for breast cancer. But when they went to couple of eminent oncologists in Hyderabad, both the doctors didn't give them a chance to live for more than 2 or 3 months. They felt that auntie was third stage and uncle was in the final stage. But they are still there. They do their puja every day morning. They do their puja every day evening. They travel all over the world. They are regular visitors to Puttaparthi. And in their house, in their flat, in their apartment, wherever you go, there is only Swami's photograph. And since 2013, every day from 2 or 3 photographs, there is continuous downpour of vibhuti. Now, how do you comprehend that? Because my father happens to be their family doctor. And my father uses these two cases as a case study. saying that while your medical health can treat you, while there is so much of advancement in medical health, but there is something bigger or more prominent than medical health, and that is spirituality. And these two cases are clear examples of how Baba has influenced, how Baba has blessed, how Baba takes care of all his devotees. So I am very fortunate, I am very blessed that today Baba has given me an opportunity to share my experiences with Swami. And this is to the youth of not India, but youth of 69 countries. And since morning, all the eminent speakers, I mean, all of them were so inspirational. In fact, it was so inspiring to me listening to all of them. And all of them are messengers of Swami. All of you are messengers of Swami. I'll just conclude by saying what I learned from Swami. It's written here, help ever, hurt never. Love all, serve all. And while it's not written anyway, there's one more thing Swami told to me. Be good, do good, good will happen to you. And all these three are so simple. It is very simple, isn't it? It's so easy to help. Whoever comes, help. Why do you want to hurt anyone? But it's not easy to practice. Love all. It's so easy. Love all. Whoever comes and meets you, why don't you pour all the love and affection to that person? But that's also not easy. And doing good or being good, is it tough? I don't think so. It's tough. But in this world, it's tough. So all these three messages, simple messages of Swami, is a takeaway for me after my journey with Swami from 1997 till date. So I'm so glad when Dr. Narendranath this morning mentioned about a place in Kazakhstan. There is a Sairam city, there is a Sairam river, there is a Sairam mountain, and that was itself a huge surprise to me. But more than that, what really inspired me is the service of the Sai volunteers. In spite of being the month of Ramzan, he told that the temperature was more than 43, 45 degrees temperature. And I know, because I played some matches in 40 degrees temperature, I know how tough it is to be out there in the hot sun. And they didn't require to even fast. But in spite of all those challenges, they were able to accomplish their mission. And we'll be fooling ourselves if we think that it's because of their physical capabilities or mental strength that they were able to do that. No. There is a power behind that. And that power is Swami. And because of that power, Swami makes sure that none of his devotees are incapable of overcoming any challenges or any obstacle. He finds a path. Now I am surprised, and that's what I asked to Dr. Narendranath, is Swami has never ever visited any foreign countries except probably, I believe, Uganda in late 60s. But I am surprised how so many people from so many countries know about Baba, have experienced Baba even before knowing who Baba is, and they come to Puttaparthi just to have a glimpse. And some of them stay back, they come for 1 or 2 days, they stay back for a month, for a year, and they become a staunch follower of Baba. My sister from Russia who just spoke, how does she know about Baba? And our experience says that Baba is omnipresent. And Baba has got an unfathomable spirit and energy to draw all like-minded people. And as my brother, he told that we are all his instruments. So I think all of you should be very, very proud that you are instruments of Baba. And you are passing on the message, three simple messages of Baba. Throughout your life, you got the responsibility. Throughout your life, you got an opportunity to become leaders, to become messengers of Swami. Because leaders are rare commodity in this world. People tell that fuel or water is a rare commodity. No. For me, leaders are rare commodity. And for me, there's no better leader than Baba, than Swami. Because what does a leader do? The leader makes sure that everyone is very, very comfortable. Now a leader, he gave probably one of the best school in the country. This afternoon I was very fortunate to talk to some of the lovely children who study in the school just behind us. And when you see the spark in their eyes, I told them they are the chosen one, they are the blessed ones. So Baba focused on education because he knew education is the tool which is, and it is the foundation for the future of any child, any citizen. Number two, medical. Now when you see the hospital, when we see the hospital in Puttaparthi, when we see the hospital in Bangalore, yesterday I was coming from Hyderabad and the driver asked me, Saab, ye kya hai, palace hai kya? He's telling, is this a palace on the right hand side? And Baba, it's not only about the infrastructure, Baba created unbelievable, skillful doctors who come from all over the world to treat the needy patients. Lastly, the water problem, which the district of Anantapur had, where it was probably the most challenging problem, where even a government was not able to do anything. And Baba, Swami, got abundance of water to that place. And this is what Swami has done, and this is where Swami inspired me throughout my life. And I believe that all of you are very lucky, and all of you please continue to do what you're doing, which is spreading the messages of Baba, which is serving the needy. And in doing that, you will really feel the presence of Swami and feel the presence of the Almighty. Thank you very much. Sai Ram.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, Padma Shri, BVS Lakshman. As you said, Swami is our true leader and he is our inspiration for all of us. At this time, I would like to invite Sri Nimish Pandya, the All India State President, Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization, to deliver a special message from a highly dignified personality.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Sorry to butt in the program, but that's something which I thought I should share with you. The Satya Sai Organization India had started a Twitter handle today, and we are very happy to announce that the Prime Minister of India has wished all the participants gathered here from the world and wishing you all the best on this occasion. In fact, he especially mentioned that we should make this announcement of his tweet so that all of you get to know that the tweet has come from the Prime Minister. He's not been able to come here, but his love, affection and blessings is for all of you. And he says that he hopes that all the young men and women who gathered here, especially from India, would join him in his mission of creating a Swachh Bharat. We have just responded to him that we are always there at the beck and call, not only because he's the Prime Minister of India, but because he's also a very ardent devotee of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. This is just information, and I thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Nimish Pandya, for that message from the Prime Minister, Honorable Prime Minister of India. Swami, we are ever grateful to you for this opportunity. As a finale for this afternoon program, we have a special dance offering. This offering is a sampling from around the world of different cultural dances, each depicting the diversity of God's creation and the underlying unity of love that binds us all. Jai Sai Ram.
Sai Ram, most humble pranams at thy divine lotus feet. A loving Sai Ram to all my dear brothers and sisters who are with us this special evening. Welcome. Dancing to the divine rhythm, the Sai Way, is an exclusively crafted ensemble of international, Indian folk and tribal dance. The spiritual and religious nature of folk music and dance is well known. However, what you will witness today is a divine canvas enlivened with colors of melody, rhythm, dance, culture and tradition, and values of love, harmony, sacrifice and unity splashed all over this divine canvas. Swami's love and fondness for performing arts is known to all of us, viz. Reviving the dying art form of Burra Katha, or the superlative finesse with which he impersonated a famous dancer and her unique acrobatics during his own school days, and so on. For this offering, Bhagwan, young Sai brothers have traveled all the way from different geographies to offer the best of their traditional folk dances. On with the dance, let joy be unconfined, to chase the glowing hours with galloping feet. Come, raise a storm of euphoria for him with your flying feet. Brothers and sisters, behold the grandiose and festive fervor all set to unfold as our Sai youth dancers suit up for a stellar show tonight.
The youth from the land of mosques, palm trees and rich Sufi traditions have brought us from the fusion of Sufi and Turkish dance. Sufi music and dance together recreates the flow of the universe. It follows the rhythm of life, the heartbeat and breath as a divine art. The mere simplicity of the form of dance as an inherent beauty and the power to mesmerize. The lyrical grace, rightful movements and serene expressions would win your hearts over. In the world of great Sufi poet Rumi, I searched for God and found only myself. I searched for myself and found only God. Just like every act in the Sufi tradition begins and ends with an utterance God's name, We begin this festive offering by saying, Bismillah. Please welcome with a loud applause, enrapturing supreme Ruhs, merging with the divine.
Son derecede büyük bir tevazu ve minnettarlık içinde sevgimizi dağ formunda sunuyoruz. Esay, lütfen bizleri senin engin rahmetin ve cefketinle kutsa.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Maula durahi, Maula tu kari.
Barkaton ka paigham mile, kehne se. La ilaha illallah. Rehmaton ka salam mile. Bas kehne se. Bismillah.
We are sure these ecstatic trances from the Middle East made their way into your hearts very gently and poetically.
From the land of Sufis, let's go towards the abode of Lord Shiva, a land embellished with shimmering snow-capped mountains, a natural amphitheater of divine, the crown of India, Himachal Pradesh. Heart-chugging, mellifluous music from these hills sound like a gurgling waterfall. Beauty of this hilly paradise finds an expression in elegant movements of his Nati dance, the indispensable to the Himachali culture. Yes, Sai youth from Himachal Pradesh have descended to pray at the lotus feet with their ceremonial tribal dance, Pahari Nati. Local deities of Himachal are believed to dance to its traditional music. As these young dancers bend and sway, they recreate the hilly breeze, rhythmic swaying of tall Himalayan trees and vast undulating ranges of the Himalayas. Bhagavan himself had blessed this dance form way back in 2010 and couldn't stop releasing the fist of it even till 10 p.m. at night, as the dancers continue to delight the divine with their dance. They say that when visiting Himachal, one shouldn't forget their Nati steps. So let's take a leaf and indulge in a divine experience of the Pahari Nati. Please welcome bliss from the hills, echoing the glory of Sai by Himachal Pradesh.
I'm sure we all felt like we traveled up the hills of Himachal after watching this enticing performance. The next time we visit Himachal, we sure would remember our Nati steps. Just like every royal mansion and fort in this state lives to tell mesmerizing stories, so do the folk dances here that have lived for ages now to tell a tale of vibrant, rich and captivating culture of this land. Today, we have 20 Sai youth from interiors of Rajasthan who will be enthralling us with Gair and Kachhi Ghodi folk dances. Gair is one of the popular and well-known folk dances from Rajasthan, based on Ras Leelas and stories of valor. It has dancers dancing in a big circle with wooden sticks in their hands called khanda. The forceful striking of the khanda gives this dance a valiant character. The Kachhi Ghodi dancers, in attractive horse costumes, sway and rock as they sing the gatha of Satya Sai. From deserts to puppets, rich rustic folk music to royalty, from vivacious youth to great Rajputs and Shurveers, this land of Rajasthan personifies valor, loyalty, and indomitable spirit. Presenting a tune from the dunes, Chalo Re Chala Parti Dware, which means, come, let's all go to Puttaparthi, which is the divine abode of our beloved Satya Sai incarnation. Please put your hands together for echoes of timeless tradition celebrating divinity, presented by Hamaro Rangilo Sajilo Albelo Rajasthan. Padharo Ji Sai Re Des. With a dance of joy to offer at the divine lotus feet. The Mauritians bring to us Sega. Sega is usually sung in Creole, native language of Mauritians, to preserve the uniqueness and cultural richness of the local music of Mauritius. Sega is not only a dance, it's a lifestyle. It's the traditional music and dance of the island and unites every community, regardless of their cultural differences. With its rhythmic,
lively music and colorful Creole lyrics, stopping yourselves from joining us would be difficult. The moves are simple. Your feet don't even have to leave the ground. Watch this visual treat for yourselves. Dear Swami, young Mauritians have come today to offer you the music and dance of their ancestors that binds together people of different race and faith. Through this sega, they express their love for mankind. Let us welcome with a huge applause Sai youth from Mauritius with their traditional sega, one of God's own creation for universal love and brotherhood.
Bate la main! Comme vous priez toi, comme vous priez toi, papa, d'ouvrir le ciel pour Dieu écoute, moi la prière. D'ouvrir le ciel pour Dieu écoute, moi la prière. Comme vous priez toi, comme vous priez toi, papa, d'ouvrir le ciel pour Dieu et ça, à mon côté. D'ouvrir le ciel pour Dieu et ça, à mon côté. Dans tous les ciels, de vignes de noir et blanc, dans tous les quais, de vignes de noir et sang, porte du sang, donne vers moi deux enfants, porte de l'amour, donne vers moi deux trésors, dans tous les ciels, de vignes de noir et blanc, dans tous les quais, de vignes de noir et sang, porte du sang, donne vers moi deux enfants, porte de l'amour. Je fais à moi de trésor. Volé mon amé. Volé mon amé, fais à ton front. Volé mon amé, pour ma haine, le front, pour fumer vos doigts. Volé mon amé, pour ma haine, le front, pour fumer vos doigts. Qui sera mon louange? Qui doit mon louange honorer? Qui doit mon louange ton capacité sans me léguer? Qui doit mon louange ton capacité sans me léguer?
Oh. Wow, that was a presentation certainly as enrapturing as the country itself, reminding us of its pristine waters dancing around the island. Coming up, a valley ornamented by blue hills and draped in rich art and tradition amidst nature's pristine glory. The jewel of India, Manipur. Manipur is said to be the melting pot of rich culture. Dance for Manipuris is a form of worship, a door to the divine, and is accorded great reverence. Young Manipuri Sai youth are going to enthrall us this evening with Dhol Dholok Cholom, drums being the very soul of this dance. The drummers will play a spectrum of rhythms and perform acrobatic feats alongside. The dance beautifully combines vigor and grace. You will see for yourself that it is not the dancers but the drums that actually swirl, sway and spin. The drummers play to such a pitch of divine rapture that the drummer, the drum and the divine become one. We will also see glimpses of Pung Cholom and Kartal Cholom folk dances blended in this presentation. A saying goes, although I feel the presence of God inside, I also yearn for his sight outside. Expressing this longing of a child for his divine father is the next Manipuri melody, which goes on to say, don't want anything else. Let us all welcome with a drumming applause the dancing drums of Manipur, yearning for the divine.
viticultural mix of multitude of religions, Indonesians believe that dance is one of those few paths to experience bliss, to receive divine grace, and to have a connection with the Supreme. Swami's love, admiration, and appreciation for Indonesian folklore was to an extent that he used to magnanimously reward Indonesian Sai youth for their inimitable performances. Tonight, Indonesians come here with their gift of kecha and saman for the Divine Master. Kecha is a Balinese dance form of strength and vigor, a dance for unity, brimming with love and devotion. Saman describes gratitude for the gift and blessings from God. Decked up in dazzling Indonesian costumes, these sprightly Sai youth from Indonesia are all set to keep us hooked to their performance. And behold, the thrilling surprises that may spring up. So let us all get ready to fall in love with God all over again through the characters of this dance. Let's welcome our very colorful and gleaming Indonesian brothers as they offer their most loving gratitude to our dear Swami. Presenting Antroller from the East, Gratitude to the Divine by Indonesia.
if you're all wondering about these surprise elements, that was Topeng Tur, a popular Indonesian folk character, and our Indonesian Hanuman. Wasn't it delightful?
Up next, the people of the state are known as their devised cultural heritage and rich traditions, a land of festivals. Gujarat is blessed with a rich tradition of performing arts.
Dandiyaras
is one of the popular dance forms of not only Gujarat, but also the entire country. Especially performed during Navratri, it is energetic, vibrant, and expresses a dance.
Dancers sway to the beats of rich folk music with colorfully decorated sticks called dandiya, which also symbolizes a mock fight between goddess Durga and the mighty demon king Mahishasura, extolling the power of triumph over evil. Today, our Sai youth from the state of Gujarat depict the yearning of Radha and gopis for their beloved Krishna as they sing, Halaji tara hath vakhanu, ke pati tara pagla vakhanu. Meaning, O Lord, should I praise your hands or should I praise your lotus feet? Let us devour this mesmerizing poetry of human movements, captivating rhythmic beats, clattering of sticks and sprightly colors. Come, let us all travel to Vrindavan and tap our feet to the beats of the ras. Scintillating dandiyas of Gujarat, one with Sai. E halo re halo!
महावीर नानक ईसु अल्लाह चित्रावती तट विराजता सूर्य दर्शन का
Thank you, brothers, for an effervescent performance loaded with exuberant and verve. From Gujarat, we now move to a country marvelously blessed with nature's bounty. Fiji, an island country that believes in divinity in nature. Beloved Swami, you taught us that your life is your message. Today, your message, your word is our life, Bhagavan. This is what the Fijian Saiyut are all set to portray through the traditional Oitoke dance offering called Meke. It is believed that Meke is taught in the spirit world by divine beings and performed on earth, typically during celebrations and festivals to uplift humanity. This evening, the Fijian walk in here with the traditional Fijian drums, the lali, beating away to resound a message. Sai is our Lord, who is always with us, who provides us with everything. He is the source of life. He is the God of our strength.
Navosa Bulani Nandakalo, the living word of God. Please welcome with an applause the rolling drums of Fiji, Meke for Sai.
Rongo tu me na veronga la tu.
Splendid Fiji offering. Our next destination in India is waiting for us.
We now take you to witness the Kuchipudi folk dance. This dance form mainly emphasizes on bhakti rasa or devotion to God as an act of sadhana to attain nearness to the divine. Decked in traditional Kuchipudi costumes, Sai youth from Andhra Pradesh and Telangana state are here to offer their love and devotion to the Lord. Hailing the Satya Sai incarnation, extolling the epitome of benevolence, mercy, compassion, knowledge and service to every being is the theme of Jai Jai Sai Ram. Please welcome our humble, joyful and youthful Kuchipudi dancers from Andhra and Telangana.
శాంతి ప్రేమల స్వర్ణయుగం స్థాపించాడు. సత్యం మే రామ రాజ్యమని ప్రేమ జ్యోతి వెలిగించాడు
సాయి ప్రేమ జ్యోతి వెలిగించాడు
సేవను మించిన సాధన లేదని శంఖారావము చేశాడు సేవయే రామ సేవయని ఆచరించి చూపించాడు
ఆచరించి చూపించాడు
చల్లని ఒడిలో దీనుల చేసి తల్లి ప్రేమ అందించాడు
చల్లని ఒడిలో దీనుల చేసి తల్లి ప్రేమ అందించాడు
సంస్కృతికి జీవం పోసి ధర్మ నిరతి బోధించాడు
ధర్మ నిరతి బోధించాడు
యువశక్తిని నవశక్తిగా మలచి సన్మార్గంలో నడిపాడు
సాయి సన్మార్గంలో నడిపాడు
సేవా ప్రేమ తొణికి సలారే అమర వైద్యం అందించాడు
అమర వైద్యం అందించాడు
మరుభూములలో దివిజ గంగ ప్రవహింపజేసి కరుణించాడు జీవితమే సందేశం అని విజయ భేరి భోగించాడు
నా జీవితమే సందేశం అని విజయ భేరి భోగించాడు జై జై సాయిరాం జై జై సాయిరాం జై జై సాయిరాం జై జై సాయిరాం జై జై సాయిరాం
సర్వేశ్వరుడే సత్య సాయిగా అవతరించినాడు
అవతరించినాడు
మానవ జాతిని మహోన్నతంగా తీర్చిదిద్దినాడు
తీర్చిదిద్దినాడు
సత్యం ధర్మం శాంతి ప్రేమల స్వర్ణయుగం స్థాపించాడు
స్వర్ణయుగం స్థాపించాడు జై జై సాయిరా 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 జై జై సాయిరా
దట్ వాస్ క్వైట్ అ రస్టిక్ బ్యూటీ అండ్ చార్మ్ ప్రెజెంటెడ్ అట్ ఆథెంటిక్ బెస్ట్ And now, one of the most prosperous and endowed states of India, its culture and tradition oozing rustic magic, a land of gurus, saints and the golden temple. We have the hard-working, enterprising and cheerful Sai sons of the soil from Punjab with a dance that is highly celebrated around the world but has its roots traced back to India. The Lord and lover of dance, Swami himself named this dance the harvest of love. Apni mitti ki khushbu aur lehrate faslon ki khushi lekar aaye hain hamare ye bhai. With a special folk song comprising of boliyans or verses in Punjabi, seeking courage from the Almighty to serve their motherland with sacrifice, commitment and dedication. Ethnic euphoria, holding tall the virtues of courage and sacrifice. Please accord a rousing welcome for Sadde Punjab Te Bhai, for all the way from the jubilant state of Punjab with their evergreen Bhangra.
साई मेरा वाले आवे चुगनी साई मेरे आवे तेरी चुगनी साई मेरा वाले आवे चुगनी और चुगनी कर दी
Vivaciousness. I'm sure you all love that. And now presenting the finale presentation, a tune from the dunes, Chalo Re Chala Parti Dware. Please put your hands together once again for echoes of timeless tradition, celebrating divinity, presented by Hamaro Rangilo Sajilo Albedo Rajasthan. Padharo Ji Sai Re Des. Jai Sai Ram.
Oh, ਸਾਮਰੀ ਜੋ ਜਗਾਈ ਪੂਰਨ ਅਵਤਾਰੀ ਜੈ ਬੋਲੋ ਤੇ ਸ਼ਿਰੜੀ ਸਾਈ ਸਤ ਸਾਈਰੀ ਜੈ ਬੋਲੋ ਤੇ ਸ਼ਿਰੜੀ ਸਾਈ ਸਤ ਸਾਈਰੀ ਪ੍ਰੇਮ ਸਾਈ ਦਾ ਸੰਮਿਲ ਬੋਲੋ ਜੈ ਜੈਕਾਰੋ ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਪ੍ਰੇਮ ਰੋ ਸਭ ਨੇ ਪਾਠ ਪੜਾਇਓ ਮਾਨਵ ਸੇਵਾ ਮਾਧਵ ਸੇਵਾ ਹੈ ਸਭ ਨੇ ਬਤਲਾਇਓ ਅਹਿੰਸਾ ਰੋ ਭਾਵ ਬੜੋ ਹੈ ਸ਼ੁਭ ਮੰਗਲਕਾਰੀਅਹਿੰਸਾ ਰੋ ਭਾਵ ਬੜੋ ਹੈ ਸ਼ੁਭ ਮੰਗਲਕਾਰੀ ਧਰਮ ਧੋਜਾ ਨੇ ਉੱਚੋ ਕੀਨੋ ਵਿਸ਼ਨੂੰ ਅਵਤਾਰੀਚਲੋ ਰੇ ਚਲ ਪਰਤੀ ਦੁਆਰੇ ਜੱਟੇ ਸਤ ਸਾਈ ਅਵਤਾਰੇ ਦੇਵ ਲੋਕ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਕਿਰਪਾ ਰੱਖੋ ਹੇ ਸਾਚੀ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਸਭ ਕੀ ਨਈਆ ਪਾਰ ਉਤਾਰੋ ਲੈ ਕਰ ਤੇ ਪਤਵਾਰ ਆਂਦੋ ਦੇਖੇ ਗੁੰਗੋ ਗਾਵੇ ਬੋਲੇ ਜੈਕਾਰਾ ਆਂਦੋ ਦੇਖੇ ਗੁੰਗੋ ਗਾਵੇ ਬੋਲੇ ਜੈਕਾਰਾ ਸਤ ਸਾਈ ਦਾ ਪਰਚਾ ਦੇਖੋ ਸਗਲਾ ਚੁਨਾਰਾ ਚਲੋ ਰੇ ਚਲ ਪਰਤੀ ਦੁਆਰੇ ਜੱਟੇ ਸਤ ਸਾਈ ਅਵਤਾਰੇ ਦੇਵ ਲੋਕ ਆਰਤੀ
Thank you.
Offering my most humble salutations at Divine Lotus Feet, and with our Master's permission, I stand once again here with another tweet from the Prime Minister of India. He is in Africa on a tour, official tour, but it seems that his heart is in Prashanthi Nilayam, and he constantly wants to know what's happening here, and I've been receiving his tweets from his office. In fact, his OSD, Mr. Joshi, has just called me to say that please ensure that the Prime Minister's wish that his second tweet must be informed to the congregation. And his personal request to all the youth gathered here from all parts of the world, he is very keen to know that at the Divine Lotus Feet of Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba, what has been your experience while you've been spending this day here? And he wants each one of you, whoever is the facility, to go on the app, which is the Prime Minister's app, called the Narendra Modi app. And he wants each one of you to write to him directly and personally, expressing how you feel about your presence in Prashanthi Nilayam, because he says, being a devotee of Bhagwan, he'd love to know what is happening. So I repeat once again, it's called the Narendra Modi app. And all of you who have your smartphones, you can download it. And even today, tonight, tomorrow, please respond to him, because he has specially requested to know what you feel about your presence in Prashanthi Nilayam. And also, for all of you who are Twitter birds, tweeting, the Twitter is on the hashtag SSSO India, and it is tweeting right now at Mumbai and Bangalore. Please get on to think if you need to get it, and please do the needful. I have also promised him on behalf of the Satya Sai organization that the Swachh Bharat campaign of the Prime Minister is something which the Satya Sai organization in India will be associating. We also assured him that we started this much before when Bhagwan directed us that cleanliness is godliness. But once again, we assure the Prime Minister that the Satya Sai organization in India will be definitely a great and active participant in the campaign to clean India as envisaged by the Prime Minister. Jai Sai Ram. Thank you.